We'll read from the world scriptures. Yes, the theme of this service is spiritual liberty, the path of freedom. Now we'll read from the Hindu tradition. From the Upanishads, chapter 4, Mundaka Upanishad. The peace chant. Om. May we, O gods, hear with our ears what is auspicious. May we, O worshipful gods, see with our eyes what is good. May we, strong in limbs and body, sing your praise and enjoy the life allotted to us by Prajapati, the creative force. Om. Peace, peace, peace. Invocation, Om, that is full. This is full. This fullness has been projected from that fullness. When this fullness merges in that fullness, all that remains is fullness. Om, peace, peace, peace. Om. May Brahman protect us both. May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. To acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feelings towards each other. Om, peace, peace, peace. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine wisdom. From the Buddhist tradition, from the Dharmapada, chapter 2, wakefulness. Wakefulness is the way to life. The fool sleeps as if he were already dead, but the master is awake and he lives forever. He watches, he is clear, how happy he is, for he sees that wakefulness is life. How happy he is. Following the path of awakened, with great perseverance, he meditates, seeking freedom and happiness. So awake, reflect, watch, work with care and attention. Live in the way, and the light will grow in you. By watching and working, the master makes for himself an island which the flood cannot overwhelm. The fool is careless, but the master guards his watching. It is his most precious treasure. He never gives in to desire. He meditates. And in the strength of his resolve, he discovers true happiness. He overcomes desire, and from the tower of his wisdom, he looks down with dispassion upon the sorrowing crowd. From the mountaintop, he looks down at those who live close to the ground, mindful among the mindless, awake while others dream. Swift as the racehorse, he outstrikes the field. By watching, Indra became god of the gods. How wonderful it is to watch. How foolish it is to sleep. The beggar who guards his mind and fears the waywardness of his thoughts burns through every bond with the fire of his vigilance. The beggar who guards his mind and fears his own confusion cannot fall. He has found this way to peace, and by ruling them to find happiness with single-mindedness, the master quells his thoughts. He ends their wandering. Seated in the cave of the heart, he finds freedom. To the omnipresent God, we offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine compassion. We'll read from the Zoroastrian tradition. From the Zendavesta, Book 12, the Zoroastrian Creed, 12.3 and 12.8. I want freedom of movement and freedom of dwelling for those with homesteads, for those who dwell upon this earth. I pray for the freedom and glory of the entire existence of the holy man. Why bless it? To the omniscient God, we offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine purity. We'll read from the Judaic tradition. From the Holy Bible, the Old Testament, from the Songs of Songs, chapter 7, verse 10 through 13. I am my beloved, and my beloved's desire is towards me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in this village. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grapes appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my love. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. To the omniscient God, we offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine law. Read from the Christian tradition. From the Holy Bible, the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. To the omniscient God, We offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine self-sacrifice. We'll read from the religion of Islam. From the Holy Quran, chapter 11, Hud, the Warner, section 10, verse 118 and 119. If you, Lord, had so willed, he would have certainly made mankind one single nation. But that is not what he wants. So they will continue to differ, except those on whom he has bestowed his mercy. And that very freedom of choice and action is the whole purpose of creation. To the omniscient God, we offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine unity. Moment of silence. Let's all stand and pray the prayer Salat.
Most gracious Lord,
Master,
Messiah,
and Savior of humanity,
we greet thee in all humility. Thou art the first cause and the last effect, the divine light and the spirit of guidance, Alpha and Omega. Thy light is for all forms, thy love in all beings, in a loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, in an inspiring teacher. Allow us to recognize thee in all thy holy names and forms, as Rama, as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha. Let us know thee as Abraham, as Solomon, as Zarathustra, as Moses, as Jesus, as Muhammad, and in many other names and forms, known and unknown to the world. We adore thy acts, thy presence deeply enlightens our being, and we look for thy blessing in the future. O Messenger, Christ, Nabi, the Rasul of God, thou whose heart constantly reaches upward, thou comest on earth with a message, as a dove from above with garment of care, and speakest the word that is put into thy mouth, as the light fills the crescent moon. Let the star of divine light
from the Gaian. No sacrifice is ever too great to be offered in the cause of liberty. To the omniscient God, we offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine truth.